All right, listen up, ladies. If you just started golfing and you still don't have a handicap index, this message is for you. I know what you're thinking. You're only a beginner. You aren't ready yet. You need to start shooting under a certain number before you start posting. I don't know, 120, 195, I don't know. Maybe you're thinking your scores have to be more consistent. Oh boy. Or how about this? Why do I need a handicap if I'm only going out there to have fun? Trust me when I'm telling you, establishing a golf handicap index is the next step for you, and here is why. If you just started playing, isn't watching your progress and seeing improvements some of the greatest highs on the golf course? And even when you're just playing for fun, I know you're out there with friends, family, business colleagues. Having a handicap index allows you to play games on an equal playing field. And I don't know about you, but I sure do love a game. And this doesn't mean that you have to get super serious or that you have to sign up for all the tournaments and events, but at least gives you the option and has you prepared for it when you are ready. You don't need to be shooting scores under a certain benchmark. You don't even need to be playing all 18 holes. Did you know that you can post 9-hole scores? Luckily, the USGA has made signing up and establishing a handicap index easier than ever. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes to sign up, start posting scores, and own your number. Your handicap index number, that is. I'll see you out there. Well, hello, and welcome to the Housewives of Golf podcast. My name is Tori.
And I'm Sarah.
The cadence is always the same.
And should we try to switch it up? Hey, I want to say something. So I was doing a little researching, which I like to do. And I went on our little research website for podcasts. It gives you like your ratings and stuff. I think we owe it to our audience. Everyone deserves a shout out because our ratings have like gone up a lot, especially since day one. And I just think we need to take a minute to thank everyone for tuning in every single week and listening to us knuckleheads.
Twice a week. I mean, like, even my closest friends and family that like are really forced to listen to the podcast.
Right.
Okay. They're like, this is 2 episodes away. It's a lot. I can't keep up.
So thank you everyone for listening, tuning in every week, twice a week, and supporting us in the women's golf community.
Yeah. No, I mean, we love doing it.
Right.
And it's because we're talking about a sport that we love, a community that we're a part of. Like, we're out there with you gals golfing and just enjoying the sport in all different fashions.
And it gives me a really broader, larger group of people to talk about my dating life with, too. You know, one person's not enough. Let's just throw in about 45,000 more people.
Do you want to give a little update?
Well, the SB's going good.
Still going well.
Still going well. Look, it's not disclosable yet.
Okay.
You know, you got to give it some time.
Yeah. So I follow Victoria Paris on TikTok. Okay. Maybe one listener will know who I'm talking about because I don't think our audience is on TikTok. But, she, you know, every time she has a new mate, boyfriend, she never shows his face for a while, you know, so we're just not showing the face.
The SB needs to remain
anonymous for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But everything's good.
Everything's good. Totally smitten. Can you believe it?
Wow.
I know. Who would have thought?
It's very exciting though.
It is. It's very exciting.
You know, you're like in the middle of it.
I'm in the middle of it. The honeymoon phase.
Honeymoon phase. I mean, how long do you think the honeymoon phase lasts?
That's a good question.
With the right person. Or we'll say the upper tier of right people.
Like, I think it could last upwards of 7 years.
Oh, shit. So you're saying for the first 7 years, you are excited to see that person. I mean,
if it's the right person, yes.
Yeah.
And then I think that 7 years starts to like itch.
Yeah.
Isn't that
like,
what they call
like,
it?
Yeah. Like they start to itch.
Yeah.
Like you're getting
maybe
a little hot.
Maybe they stop showering or something. I don't know.
I was going to say 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
But, you know, that's how fun.
Right. I mean, I could get down with 7 years of this.
Yeah. And, you know, we've said that this person is not a golfer.
Nope. But willing.
I know. Has that happened yet? Have you guys gone to a golf course?
No, we got to go to the range. We're going to go to the range. We're going to just go hit balls.
Okay, good.
We're both athletes. It's going to be fine.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah.
Yep. So stay tuned. Oh, boy.
So the first thing I want to get into today is the Densante Bay Invitational. Okay. So we have a couple spots left, couple team spots left, but there is a lot of chatter and a lot of questions that I still get about flights. So this is what I want to say to anyone that's on the fence about playing in the Densante Bay Invitational. Now the tournament is in Laredo. It's at the Villa de Palmar Resort. It is all inclusive. The food is fantastic. Sarah and I were there in May, and I encourage you to go on my Instagram and go to my profile, and I have a whole Densante Bay highlight reel. You can see our whole trip there, which really shows off the resort. The golf course is beyond spectacular. Okay, ocean views on at least half the holes, and I think that I'm underestimating that. I'm sure it's more.
I actually think you are. Is there anything wrong with the resort? Like, I really...
Getting there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Getting there is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to say it. And we knew this was going to be a big hurdle. But I want to say this, okay, because I'm just going to tell you exactly what to do. If you are on the fence about going to the Invitational, this is what you're going to do. You're going to get on the American flight from Phoenix to Laredo on October the 12th. So Wednesday, October 12th, there is a flight from Phoenix to Laredo direct on American Airlines. Now, how you get to Phoenix, I don't know where you're coming from, but just you need to get to Phoenix first and then take that flight to Laredo. That flight, it's a small plane. Okay, I'd say what, 60 to 70 seats on this flight. It is filled with all tournament
players.
Can you
imagine?
I mean, there might be.
And by the way, we're on that flight.
Yeah, we are on that flight. Sarah and I.
Phyllis.
Phyllis is on it. Carrie is on it. My sister is on it.
Oh my God,
all characters involved are on this flight, including 50 other tournament players.
This pilot's not even ready for this.
No, and how about there's got to be probably 5 non-tournament people on there. I mean, Everardo's going to be on it.
Oh, he'll
but
love
I mean,
it,
like, there's going to be maybe like 5 people that aren't involved with this tournament on this flight, and God bless them, because we just confirmed with Casey Campbell, our official MC and DJ for the event. Okay, total personality, celebrity,
I feel like I know
superstar
where this is going.
DJ. I talked to him this morning about his flight situation because he lives in LA. So it's easy for him to take the Alaska Airlines flight on Thursday, the 14th or 13th, excuse me. And I was explaining to him the American Airlines situation from Phoenix and how we're all on this flight. The majority of the players are on this flight. He goes, I need to be on that flight.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. I kind of figured you were going that direction.
He is coming to Phoenix instead just to get on the flight with us.
Oh, boy.
No, this flight is going to be insane.
No, it's going to be amazing.
It's like our own private plane.
So let's sell it out.
There's only 15 seats left on this plane.
Do we have a price? Should we just throw it out there so people aren't like...
It's $932.
Okay.
Okay, it's not cheap. And unfortunately, it started... This is what's so aggravating about this situation is when this flight was released... It was under $500.
And I said, Tori, we have to buy this now.
And we did. I think it was like $462.
It was.
Every week it keeps going up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really unfortunate. And it makes me so angry because, you know, there's very limited ways to get to Laredo.
So I will throw a challenge out there to all of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone out there does happen to have a private jet on hand and wants to maybe just... load up some of our girls, throw a price out there that's maybe cheaper than that $932, let's have some fun.
Yeah, because unfortunately, a lot of people that are coming from the East Coast, it just does not make sense for them. And I understand.
And we knew that when we talked about this.
Yeah.
We knew we probably weren't going to get as many East Coasters. And you know what? That's fine because we'll say come to Desert Classic.
Yeah, but just know that we weighed... this huge con, we'll say, if we're looking at pros and cons, that is the only con of this invitational. And we were willing to take it on because the resort, the golf course, the atmosphere, the food, the opportunity to have the most amazing party in Mexico.
And let's really break it down.
Golfers.
So it's 932. A normal flight is going to cost 500 right now anyway, yeah, no matter what.
At least.
Right?
I just bought one for Dallas. It was over 500.
Right. So we're looking at an extra $450. Okay. $450 gets you to Mexico, gets you unlimited golf, gets you, I mean, what else do you need?
Yeah. No, and that's a good point, though. This is all inclusive. So all food, all drinks, all golf, lodging, it's all included in the price.
Everything. Like, you'll make up that $450 in margaritas alone. Mm. Oh, and the nachos.
In, like, 2 days. No, the nachos are ridiculous.
No, the nachos are
like,
so ridiculous.
I think about the nachos. I can feel them hit my mouth. Okay. I can feel the crunchiness.
My mouth's actually salivating right now thinking about it.
Oh, my gosh. So, just know, this is going to be the most incredible party.
No, it's going to be insane.
We're right on the ocean. You know, it's the same atmosphere, ambiance as Desert Classic, and it's 100 female golfers, and we are taking over this resort. So if you're on the fence, do exactly what I told you. Grab an American Airlines flight. We do have a small discount code. I'll put it in the show notes that you can use towards your flight cost. And just get one of those seats.
Like, because even every single associate that works at this resort is so excited for us to be there.
Oh, yeah.
No. Like, they are going to just eat this up.
Yeah. It's not an attitude of, oh, God, we have 100 women coming
to
play golf. It is excitement. It is like, we have 100 women coming to take over our golf course.
They can't believe it.
And they are so excited about it.
And I think they actually doubted us a little bit. Do you agree?
100%. When we were there on vacation... Uh-huh. When we were there with our scout trip or
our research and development,
it really did turn into a vacation. We kept saying, we're going to get 100 women here. And they were like, okay.
We've heard that before. Yeah.
No, we're getting 100 women there. There's only a few spots left. My main concern is the flight, because it's not like we have the last 15 seats on this flight, like on hold by any means. Anyone can book them. Mm-hmm. So
we don't miss the commitment. Mr. Vap.
Oh, dear.
Vellenkamp. What do I call him again? I don't even know now. Vanderkamp. Might be on the flight. You never know. He might be going down deep sea fishing.
Oh, my goodness.
So let's go ahead and just that flight's make gonna sure be crazy. That doesn't happen.
The tournament's going to be so fun. And again, there's net, there's gross prices. Prizes. This is for all level golfers. All you need is an established handicap. The max handicap we're going to use is a 36. So it's for all levels. And I've looked at all the handicaps of people that have entered, and we really do have a great assortment, you know, of from zero all the way to 36. I'd say the bulk of them are between 10 and 20, like it always is. But this is a great opportunity to meet new women and enjoy the game.
Just I did have a little heart to heart with Phyllis the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I said, none of this second place bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, this is a legitimate tournament. Okay.
Phyllis, get your shit together, get your head out of your ass, and we're winning this damn thing.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I said it.
And we're also working with Taylor Jordan to get some custom shirts made just for this tournament. So part of the swag bag, you'll have your choice between a racer back tank or a sun shirt. And these prints that we're going to put on it are just going to be used for the tournament. We're going to be the first ones to wear them and put them out there. So there's a lot of, and that's not all of what the swag bag is all about, but that's a taste of it. If you're at the Desert Classic, you saw the neon colors everywhere. You saw the mm-hmm. pink long sleeves. You saw the neon yellow skirts. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the same look at Densante Bay. It's going to be unbelievable.
I can't wait. Is it October yet?
Like, we have to start hydrating now.
Oh, no. For real.
And I don't even drink. And I'm like, I better start hydrating now.
And get your camera ready, because you never know what we're going to witness.
It's anything like Pinehurst.
Oh, okay? No, I can't.
It was so
I'm
going
to have to do ab workouts beforehand to get my abs ready for this.
For me to stay up till 1 a.m. three nights in a row in Pinehurst, that's unheard of.
For the listeners, like, literally, Tori goes to bed at 8:30. Like, you text her after 8 and you're not getting a response.
And even if it's at a tournament, I might stay up till 9:30. Okay. Like, I'm not seeing it double digit hours.
No, you stayed up every night with us.
Because it was so
in
much
fact,
fun.
I went to bed before you one night. That's when we know we've got some real problems.
Something's up. Something is up. So again, message Sarah or I if you have any questions, but there's only a couple spots left, and I really encourage you. This is going to be the same scenario. How many messages did we get and emails after the Desert Classic saying, oh, I wish I
had
signed
up for it. I can't believe I didn't sign up.
Yeah. It happens every time.
Yeah, I agree.
So just know we will take awesome care of you. I'm so excited. Guess what I did this past weekend?
Oh, boy.
I finally saw Top Gun.
Who'd you see it with? Casey?
I was in Rochester.
Oh.
And I made my parents and Max go.
They had not seen it yet.
No, because my parents are the type of people that are like, oh, I'm not going to see a movie. Like, they look down at people that go and see movies.
Okay.
You know.
And?
So I made them go, and we all loved it.
No, like, amazing.
I have to say the last hour of the movie was incredible. It did get a little slow, I'm not going to lie. Like, in the middle, it got a little slow.
Okay.
But that last hour made up for it all. I was on the edge of my seat.
No, I had to pee at one point. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, I really don't know what to do. I wish I had a diaper on right now.
It's so good.
I would go see it again.
I would too. And Casey has seen it twice, and I understand why. Yeah, because, Alex hadn't seen it. So, I don't know, one of the weekends that I was gone, he went and saw it again with Alex, my youngest. And I see why he was willing to do that, because it was that good.
It's amazing.
I really enjoyed it.
I'm glad you finally saw it.
But you know that clip that's all over social media with Miles Teller doing the little, you know, wiggly dance move with his arms? Like, Miles Teller has become the new heartthrob.
Okay.
So of him with the shirt off playing football.
Right.
Oh, my God. So it's all over social media, especially TikTok. And that portion, that clip is literally 1 second long. I was like, oh.
And he's viral.
Viral. He's the new heartthrob.
That's all it takes?
I guess. Gosh. Wow. Yeah, so what about that Stairmaster? We're going to have to get him.
Can I eat first?
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Well, I'm glad you finally went. A little other update, too. Thanks to Anne Roy. Do you know Anne?
Mm-hmm.
So she sent me a message on Instagram. She was obviously listening to the pod, so thank you, Anne, for listening. Because I've asked multiple people, what does LIV stand for? And no one can answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
And do you still not know?
No, I know now, but go for it.
Mm. So it is the Roman numeral for 54, and it's 54 hole tournaments. There you have it.
Yeah. I thought there was another reason too, but yeah, I know. I thought there was two reasons for it, but 54 is the holes played. I did hear that, but yeah. Huh.
So there you have it. I can
Seems
sleep.
Very
I can
basic.
Sleep tonight now. It does seem very basic.
Hmm. What do you think's going on over there? It's quite something. Every time someone goes over, I mean, the latest is
Matt Wolf. Did he commit? Did he? The last I saw said it was speculation.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked into it further, but it was all over.
I feel
every
like
single...
if you want to get on the PGA Tour, now is the time. Get up in there.
Yeah, people I did leaving. See, and I'm pretty sure this is a result of it that they're next year at the Korn Ferry next season. The Korn Ferry Tour is going to like have 30 PGA cards available, which is a very large amount.
Wow.
You know, I don't know what they normally do, but I'm sure that is a result of what's going on too.
Oh,
and all
boy.
The purses are increasing. And
well, maybe that's what the players wanted.
The change that Abe was referring to.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, there you have it.
What'd you do this weekend?
So this weekend, what did I do?
Have you played golf at all?
Yep. Oh, yeah. I played Friday. I played the Yacht Club.
Mm.
I think it was Friday. Thursday or Friday. It was really hot.
Is that where you teed off at 6 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was super hot, and the course was in really bad shape.
Oh, that's frustrating.
It's in that, like, weird transition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they punched everything.
Oh, I don't have a lot of patience for that, to be honest.
No, and I wasn't playing well, and I couldn't putt because it was just, like, fucking plinko. Like,
yeah.
Is that what it's called, plinko?
Yeah.
And I was hot, and I don't know, I was just kind of over it.
Yeah.
It was fun. We had a fun group, but I did not play well.
It's funny that you brought up the poor conditions, because when I was practicing today, I was putting, and it was the same bumpiness, even at Arizona Country Club.
Really?
And I was like, this is no fun.
No, it's
whatsoever.
Not.
I was getting more aggravated the more I practiced. And I'm thinking now, I'm like, maybe this is why there's not a lot of events in the Valley in June, late June and July.
Yeah, because it's sketchy.
Yeah, because Arizona completely shuts down for the first 3 weeks of July. They do their punching. And so it must just be that this transition period is just overall not a great time to play
golf.
Fun. Because then you move into August and September, and the courses are usually spectacular.
Yeah. Or getting an overseed. But yeah. So I went on a date Saturday.
Okay.
With SB.
Where'd
you go? Okay. The new restaurant at the Biltmore, Rieta's or something. It was because Biltmore did the total remodel.
So is it at the resort or just at the plaza?
No, it's at the resort.
Yeah.
Like you have to go
plaza.
Inside.
That is such a freaking Northeast thing to say.
It is.
Is it at the plaza? Like, what is that?
Are we going to go have supper later too?
Anyone listening from Pittsford, New York will know Pittsford Plaza. That's where that came from. Okay. Sorry. So where is it? What kind of food was it?
Like Spanish.
Spanish American.
Yeah. It was really good. We had sea bass and New York strip. Hung out there afterwards, had some drinks, and then went home. And then went to Coach House Sunday for a drink or two.
Nice.
Yeah.
Still with SB.
Yeah. And Jane Cole and Gina.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So SB is meeting.
Making the rounds.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Well,
here I said a non-golfer would be a instant deal breaker.
Yeah.
And look at me now.
You know, that's funny. You know, I'm going to actually switch gears right now, because that reminded me of a reel I saw yesterday, and I think I reposted it in my stories. Let me bring it up, because I want to ask the same questions to you. So have you seen the trend out lately where it is, okay, they're a 10, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw one of the golf.
Breath.
Is that the one you're going to pull up?
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Okay,
but so... I did it quick. And I was like, I don't know. And then I moved along. So this will be good.
Now, I'm not sure if this will translate on the podcast. Like, I'm hoping it's loud enough. Well, I'll ask you the question.
Wait, can I pull this out maybe?
Well, here, I will. I just want to be able to pause it. Oh, gosh. Hold on, people. Give me a sec. This is what happens when you do things spontaneously.
I like it, though.
Okay. All right. So the first one is, he's a 3, but he's a scratch.
Looks wise, he's a 3.
Yeah. He's a 3, but he's a scratch golfer. What does that make him now?
A 3.
Really?
A 3. Like, if he was a 5 and a scratch golfer, then I would bump up to like a 6 or a 7. But a 3 is pretty low.
I instantly go up to a 6.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. We got to wait till the next one here. He's a 5, but he owns an LPGA hoodie.
A 3.
Oh, jeez.
He goes down to a 3.
He does?
Yeah. It's pink. That
no,
hoodie.
But he's like liking women's golf.
You can like women's golf without wearing the sweatshirt.
Okay. Well, that's true.
What about you?
So, okay, wait, I got to go back. Shoot. See, this is not working because for whatever reason, it will not let me pause anything on this reel, which is very annoying. So he's a... Okay. I'll have to... Can you think of one just off the top of your head?
Sure. He's a 10, but he doesn't golf.
He's going to go down to a 6. But I am not in the mood, have the patience for a bad golfer. As a mate. Because I already see. So when I go play with my parents, okay? This is a weird analogy or comparison. But when I go play with my parents, and I love playing with my parents, my mom's always asking me for tips. I don't have a lot of tips.
You're not a tip person.
I don't have a lot of tips.
So if you do ever play with Tori, don't ever expect her to give you tips.
I will give you tips on like just general like playing golf kind of things.
Like rules and stuff.
Yeah, and just like getting around the golf course and pace of play and all that. But like don't ask me about your swing.
Right.
Because I don't know. It's not something I'm interested in.
Kind of the same way
because
I don't know.
Yeah.
How I even, I mean, some of the shanks I have, I'm like, how did I even do that?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
Yeah. And really, the only things I know are the issues I've had in the past. And I've had a professional teacher, tell me what I'm doing wrong. So if I see someone doing something similar, like topping the ball, I know what's going on.
Because you've done it.
Yes. That is my miss.
Yeah.
So I can help in that way. But like people that ask me to look at their swing, I'm like, no.
Sorry.
I don't have patience for it. I'm sorry. I'm actually not a good teacher. And I'm
saying least you can admit that.
Yeah.
I think there's plenty of people who are not good teachers.
Yeah, I can't.
It's fine.
I'm like, yeah.
What about an eight? But he's the angry golfer. Still good. He's still a good golfer.
So he's a
he's
good
just
golfer.
Angry.
Angry on the golf course. Mm-hmm. I'd leave him at an eight.
Interesting.
But I wouldn't, like, I'd tell him to stop.
Can you?
Like, even Casey can get a little snippety sometimes on the, like, he'll bang his club sometimes. And I'm like, stop. Just stop. Like, don't do that.
Not a good look. I rarely see you do anything like that. You're pretty.
Well, I think Casey would
disagree with that.
Disagree statement. With that. Because when I first started, I would. Oh. And now it's kind of like.
Can you think of any?
I know it doesn't help. I don't know. Shoot. Okay. How about this?
Okay.
He's a. No, I don't know.
he's a seven.
Okay.
Scratch golfer, and he wears Speedos.
Like just around the house?
No, to the pool.
And what did we call him? A seven?
And a scratch golfer.
But he
wears Speedos to the pool in public, the community
pool. And
obviously
we like go to the pool a lot. Yep. Is this an issue? Because I never go to the pool.
I don't either, but if we did go to the pool a lot.
In that lifetime, we're going to the pool a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have to go down to a four.
Would you be mortified if Casey pulled out Speedos? Like, he comes to Mexico with us, no. And he goes down to the pool in a Speedo.
No, I can't. I can't. I'm sorry, Casey. I can't. No Speedo. No, I'm just going to
just gonna leave it there. This is fun.
I know. Maybe our next episode will have some actually written down because that was definitely something I just thought about doing. I do like that game.
That's a fun game for me.
I mean, if we were ever to play golf together ever again, because it hasn't happened in such a long time, no. We could do it on the course even.
When am I going to play golf with you again? When are you playing golf next? Well, like, what's your schedule?
So tomorrow we're doing a little girls against guys, okay. Alex and I against Abe and Adam.
Got it.
But that's the only thing I've scheduled. And I'm going to be in town for a while, so we can schedule something.
Maybe we should go play either Ganey or maybe you could give Greyhawk a chance.
That's funny that you say that because Lauren Brown's
already
said
that. That's why I mentioned
things.
It.
Yeah, I would go to Greyhawk. I would take one for the team. If I knew it was good Instagram
Let's
content.
Do it. Let's do it. Let's go to Greyhawk.
Okay.
Lauren Brown, get it on. Get it on?
Get it on. Get it on with the tea time, Lauren Brown.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I got... We'll do that. And then what else do we have going on? Oh, I'm playing in the Mixer in Sedona in 3 weeks.
Oh, the Mixed Sticks.
Yep. Mixed Sticks.
So that is a female and male tournament.
Yeah.
It's a state-run tournament. And there's gross and net. It's a lot of fun. It's just best ball both days.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your partner?
Scott from Desert Fox Golf. So he actually thought it was like a four-man team. With two girls and two guys. So we are going to get me and him, Everardo and Nicole, his fiance.
Oh, that's
fun. But then Scott kind of screwed up. So way to go, Scott.
Yeah, but why can't Everardo
we're gonna
and his wife still...
They are still playing.
Okay.
But we're going to request to like try to be paired with them or whatever. But it'll be fun. So I booked a hotel up there. SB may or may not be joining. I don't know.
Which hotel are you? Well, I guess
the Hyatt something.
And is it at Oak Creek?
Yeah, I think so.
So Oak Creek Country Club up there, it's semi-private, so you can play it in Sedona. That's by far my most favorite course in Sedona,
really?
Even more than Seven Canyons.
Oh.
So okay. If you are traveling to Sedona and you're looking to golf, go to Oak Creek Country Club. I love the course. It's fun to play. It has spectacular views. So that's my Sedona. So you're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then 2 weeks after that, I'm going to Santa Cruz for Hannah's birthday. And nice. We might get a little round in over at like Spanish or something, something.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Spanish Bay you're talking about.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we might. I was just texting with our friend. He's like, maybe you should bring your clubs. We should play golf. And I feel like if I'm in Monterey or right there,
yeah,
it'd be silly not to.
Yeah. Well, right? That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, so. It's pretty exciting. That's it. So we got to get Greyhawk, and then we got to play Camelback. Camelback's every Monday. It's in our backyard, 7:30 a.m.
Actually, I was thinking about messaging Sue and telling her I would play next. Oh, next Monday's the 4th. What are you going to do for the 4th?
I don't know. It's really
holidays. I don't. That's not true. I shouldn't say I hate holidays, but I just...
Actually, 4th of July is my favorite holiday.
And you don't have any plans?
No, I hate being here. Being here on 4th of July is very depressing.
It is.
It's hot. And like, we don't even have a fireworks because of some shipping. They're on a boat somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's some back, you know, the same freaking excuse that everyone has right now.
Huh.
Like supply chain issues.
Why don't you take an impromptu road trip to California?
That would be fun.
Seems like a lot of work, though.
It does seem like a lot of work. I'm like, so no, honestly, I'll probably just chill out. And Sonoma, my dog, hates fireworks. So I would be a nice mom if I stayed home and comforted her from the fireworks.
Yeah.
Are you going up north?
I don't think so. That might change. Every year I'm up north for 4th of July. I say to myself, never do that again because it just gets so busy.
But once you're up there, isn't it fine?
You know what? It's just an ordeal. So I don't know. I could still. You know, my schedule's open, so we'll see what happens.
Speaking of your schedule, you know, we share a schedule, so we get to see everything I've been lacking and putting it in. But you have something up there, like a match.
Oh, No.
That's off.
No. We're doing the guys versus gals tomorrow, but nothing in Pine Top, unfortunately. So, but I wanted to talk about my round I had. I was just in Rochester. I'm born and raised in Rochester, and my kids are going to camp there this summer in New York. So I had to go drop them off this past weekend. And I played a round with my father, one of his buddies, and Phyllis, which was a lot of fun.
She, I talked to her while we were texting. She had a bad round, huh?
No, not at all. And I'll tell you why. The boys, my dad and his friend, who my dad doesn't even have a handicap. He, you know, barely keeps score. He just started playing 4 years ago. I mean, he shot like a 105, let's say. I mean, it's pretty high. And his friend ended up shooting like a 120. Okay, so that's where they're at. I didn't realize the friend was not as good of a golfer as he was. So when we went up to the tee box, I go, what tees are you playing? And they said whites, which is the more forward tees that males would probably play.
The one right behind the forward.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's not bad. And it is rated for women. So I said to Phyllis,
you made her play bad.
Yeah. I said, let's play the white tees so that everyone is together. And it's rated for women, but it was rated so high. I mean, just to give everyone an idea, we played Oak Hill, the East Course.
And also, she did inform me that she had played 18 holes in the morning before she got to you.
Of course she did. So the rating and slope is 78.5 with 150 slope. So it is rated very high for women. But the course, I shot a 79.
Ooh, good job.
Wait. Yeah.
Oh, we haven't used this in a while.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's not. It wasn't up. There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
Good 79.
Yeah, I was happy with that. But knowing the course, too, I was like, I think we can handle this. And I looked at the par threes. So anyone going to a course that they're not aware of, and you're starting to look at the rating and the course rating and the slope. A lot of times, if I see the yardage I want, I'll also look at the par threes, and the par threes were reasonable. They were ranged between like 130 and 160. I was like, that's not too bad. I probably should have looked at the par fours. So, oh my
God. Long?
There was probably five of them that were over 400 yards.
Wow.
And that's where it was tough. But to go back, Phyllis, I believe, shot more than she wanted to.
Yeah.
But she played really well for playing that far back for her.
Was it putting? I think she did say something about the greens were hard.
She didn't make any putts.
Yeah.
You know, she couldn't, she just wasn't seeing the line.
Mm-hmm.
So she wasn't, you know, she didn't make any putts. And that was the difference probably within probably eight strokes is my guess. So she can't be that hard on herself, but we had a great time. And again, one critique I have, because my dad is the type of player that, again, he's new, but if he's having a hole that's frustrating or he gets stuck in a bunker, he will pick up or mm-hmm. throw it out of a bunker.
I can appreciate that
person.
You
know, he's not posting a score by any means, okay? He is keeping score, but he's not posting it, so he can do whatever he wants. Even if he was posting a score, everyone has their maximum score. Now, his friend did not give up whatsoever.
Like 18 shots in the bunker.
Yeah.
So that's tough.
We need to have a limit. So that's anyone tough. That's listening that is a newer golfer, you know, it will really take up your pace of play.
The patience of your playing
people that
partners.
You're playing with.
Yeah.
So again, you can shoot much more than everyone else in your group and still keep a really mm-hmm. good pace of play. But if you are insisting on hitting every single shot when you're having just those holes that you're struggling mm-hmm. with, okay, which might only be three or four, maybe five, you got to be able to just pick up, throw it out of the bunker.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I've done it a million times.
Oh, man. Me too. Me too.
Does your dad listen to our show?
No, my parents...
Yeah, but I guarantee your mom listened when she was on.
Yeah, and even that, I would say it's questionable.
Questionable?
Like, they're not... It's hard to get...
And mine aren't either, so...
Yeah, people... Maybe it's that generation, I want to say the boomer generation, to get on podcasts. Like, they don't really get it.
But your dad crushes those porch naps, doesn't he?
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
I love that for him.
So my dad is recovering. He had cancer last year. So he went through chemo for a whole year. So he just doesn't have the energy, you know?
Oh.
So he has to, those days, and he still works full time.
Oh.
So that was his day off. So he's actually, we were talking about this. The only reason I say it, because we were talking about it. He goes, I've learned that I need to take a nap in the morning on my days off to
good.
Almost regain energy from working.
Right.
So that was him taking a nap. But yeah, he does rock. My dad loves a nap, and it was on the porch that day.
Did Phyllis bring you anything?
She brought me a Bills hat. Go Buffalo.
Oh, I thought I saw that.
Yeah. So.
And some candy, maybe?
Yeah. And, you know, football season's around the corner.
Are you ready for that?
I'm excited.
Do you play fantasy football?
Uh-huh. Usually only one league a year.
Are you good?
Yeah. And I help. Well, Casey and I kind of work on it together, you know.
Is that cheating?
No.
Oh.
Because only people that have listened to this podcast will know.
True. Good point. I haven't played the last couple of years. And this year, I want to, because it really gets me involved in all of football instead of just the Vikings.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, then exactly. I'll actually watch every other game.
No, isn't that the truth?
Yeah. I'm like, it really forces me to get into football.
Like, all of a sudden, I'm interested in this Texans game.
Right. I'm like, oh, they got to win.
And I would, I mean, I think that's why football has also gotten so popular over
right.
the past couple of years is because of fantasy football.
Do you know they have fantasy golf?
I do. I've never wanted to do it.
You haven't?
Should we try it?
I think we should try it.
Maybe for the
next
Open?
Whatever's... Yeah, I don't know how it works, but I do think it's like a season like football is, so we'd have to look into that. I'll do some research.
Okay, research. Whistling Straits research and
yep.
fantasy football research.
Yep. I'm on it.
All right, well, I think it's about that time. We need to talk about some housewives, but first, let's take a quick break.
Ladies, I know it's summer and winter is the last thing on your mind, but guess what? The snow will be falling before you know it, and you will be looking at those clubs with such sadness. Do not wait to book your next golf trip. Scottsdale is one of the top golf destinations in the country, so you have to start planning your fall and spring golf trips now. Elite Golf Experience is your full-service golf concierge company. We will arrange every detail of your trip from start to finish. All you have to do is call us today, book your flight, and pack your clubs. We will take care of the rest for you.
All right, and we are back. It has been a minute. It has been a minute since we have talked about...
It's also been a minute since I've watched them. I didn't realize how far behind I was until I had like 18 of them in my hopper last night.
Oh my God, did you get all 18 in?
I had to finish them up this morning. I got real tired last night.
Okay, well, this is what I'm going to say, and it's only adding to your to-dos, unfortunately. But it is a public service announcement.
Oh, boy.
Okay? And this is for all the listeners, too. I know what we're all thinking, Dubai is too much right now. It's just too much. I urge you, if you can only handle two Housewives shows a week, just put a pause on Dubai, okay? We can all come back to it. Just like Salt Lake City, the first season.
It's bad.
It might start rolling eventually, and it will. Salt Lake City was not that good in the beginning, too.
No, I quit watching it.
Yeah. Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, the Ex-Wives Club, okay? It just opened up on Peacock. The first three episodes were released just this past week. They are going to Dorinda's house at Bluestone Manor in the Berkshires. It's Phaedra, Eva, Vicky, Tamara, Brandy, Jill, and Taylor.
I'm writing this.
It is.
Tell me again, though, because I am like really naive to this. How do I get Peacock?
It's just an app. Download the app. I think that there's an option to have an account for free if you're willing to watch commercials, or you pay $5 to not have commercials. Okay. It is worth it. This show is so freaking good. And I've listened to, because I was traveling, I've listened to a couple podcasts lately about Housewife. And it's not just me. Okay. Everyone is on board. This is so entertaining. And I know that you like OC gals. So you got Vicky and mm-hmm. Tamara. Okay. You have Brandy and Taylor. Mm-hmm. And we have Jill Zarin. Mm-mm. And I know that you kind of dipped into New York City. You know who Jill Zarin is. Yep. The only two you don't know is Phaedra and Eva because you don't watch Atlanta. But let me tell you, they are cream of the crop. Phaedra has me laughing out loud. They are superstars.
Oh my God.
So you need to, like, just put Dubai on hold. Let's just all come together. We're going to put Dubai on hold. Okay, we'll continue to watch Beverly Hills.
It's really painful.
Well, it's just the beginning. I just because I know I went through this with Salt Lake City, it takes a while. It takes a while. But you need to watch that. So promise me that you'll watch it. We're recording a show tomorrow. Can we dip into Peacock? Do you have some time tonight to just watch a little bit? Because once you start watching, you won't. It is so good. It's so good. And if you watch, I don't know if you ever watched the other one where they went to Turks and Caicos.
No.
It's better than that one. It's so much better than that one.
I will do my best.
Okay. Okay. So that's the end of my public service announcement. But let's get into Beverly Hills.
Okay.
So since you are fresh, because I've been watching them every week, and I did not rewatch it this morning. So it's been a couple days since I've watched it. So you go ahead and kick us off.
I just have a lot going on, like Crystal's emotional breakdown. What was it about? Did I miss that part?
Well, oh, like what she's saying.
Is it still
said? Like the controversy over what Sutton said about the hot tub? That's really what it's all about. And then people saying that she is, you know, using words that shouldn't be used.
They hate each other.
Yeah, but they're trying to like each other. But yeah, it's not a great storyline. It's just not. It's not.
I think Sutton's got, sure, we're about to see her everything come out. Like she's
on edge. Last season, she was able to keep it together, at least for the second half.
I love just how she always brags it. I'm a Southern lady. I know. Like,
yeah.
That Southern lady's basically out the window.
What do you know? How funny was it, Erica being drunk on that boat, though?
I actually loved it because you don't, she, it's very out of character for her
to get that drunk.
Right.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
And the shit she was saying, I'm like, I fucking, I kind of love her right now.
And then she went back to her hotel.
Do you want me to pee on her?
And then she went to sleep, like very yep. shortly after.
Out.
She passed out.
I can appreciate it.
She went to her hotel room, got more glam, and then rallied for dinner.
Speaking of more glam, body makeup, ruining the couch, body makeup. Do you wear body makeup?
I don't, but
oh,
I mean, obviously I don't even know I've gotten a spray tan.
Right.
And that has done the same thing, you know, that first before you shower, if you yeah. do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And even so, this is my so funny. My last spray tan I got was right before. Not that I get them frequently. I don't. But when I got it before Mexico, I got my whole middle of my body done, you know, where it's all pale.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it. It just like made me
you
feel
lose
better.
10 pounds.
Yeah, and it's just, it's like, it's nice not seeing like a stark white middle of my body all the time. So yeah. I got it again a couple of weeks ago, right before the Mid-Am tournament. And it was the day before the first day of the tournament. And I chose to wear a white shirt that day. So I already showered, but really the first 2 days, it's like, it's,
nope,
you can't fuck around.
You can't, no.
So right away, because it was 115 degrees out, so I started sweating instantly. I look down and I could see the fucking spray tan coming through my white
shirt. Through the white shirt?
Like, yeah, just like the taking that spray tan and making a mark on my shirt.
And then we know what that in turn looks like on your stomach.
Yeah. So I have to give the shirt a shout out. The shirt, I Be Cool. It's my new favorite top that I've been wearing in these hot temperatures. So I had an I Be Cool white shirt on. So the cool thing about those shirts is that you can get them totally wet. So I saw that my shirt was getting spray tanned up. And staining. And so I just instantly poured a bunch of water on it and it eventually dried.
It did?
And
without the marks on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it totally went away.
Wow.
And I was able to go through my day, go through my round without the worry of spray tan getting all over the place.
Well, if that wasn't the best plug ever for them, I don't know what is. You need to get paid for that.
I'm only getting the middle of my body.
Right.
Done. So it's like, yeah, the stomach is like the only place anyway. So. What were we talking about? Oh, body makeup. My mom wears body makeup. She puts it on her legs.
For what? Same reason as a spray tan?
Pretty much. And she has, you know, discoloration, sunspots.
Every day she puts it on.
I wouldn't say every day. Probably days that she's golfing or has her legs out. And
okay.
And it doesn't do anything dramatic.
But it wipes off just like regular makeup would.
Yeah.
And she says, I'll pay for a new couch.
Like, Erica, no, you won't. You can't afford that.
Erica, speaking of can't afford, okay, and I don't even know the new girl's name yet still.
Diana.
Diana. What's her deal? So did she come from money? Did she not come from money? First of all, she's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a mystery.
Like, where did she get all this money from?
No, I think it's a mystery, and it will eventually probably come out.
Like, oh, this is a day boat. This isn't a yacht.
Yeah.
No, that's a fucking yacht.
Can you imagine if one day we had people that arrived to the hotel before us to get our rooms ready?
Can we make that happen? How far away is that?
I'm not sure. But actually, I have a question for you. If you had a bazillion dollars like Diana, would you rather have a private chef or a private masseuse?
I knew you were going to ask that, and it's hands down, without a doubt, a masseuse.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I would do
it. I don't
chef.
Need to eat at that point, like...
I know, but cooking and food is so hard.
Like waking up every day and getting a massage first thing in the morning?
It takes a lot of time.
What time for what? You have all the money. Like for your tea time? Like.
Okay, wow. I definitely see that differently. Yeah. All right, so what else you got on there, on your notes there? It was a fun trip. I mean, the episodes have been good for Beverly Hills. I've enjoyed them.
I'm not sure if this one's appropriate to say on air because I don't want to like...
Do a little glance.
Is it appropriate?
I mean, I don't know. Probably should pass. Who knows?
Yeah, probably should. Let's just keep it. That's all I got. It was a pretty good episode. I liked it. Mm-hmm. Both of them, the last two, were good. Sutton's putting out some good content.
Yeah. Isn't it weird that Kathy Hilton still hasn't arrived yet. So the negotiating for her salary has lasted this long. Because, you know, that's why she didn't come on in the beginning.
Does she realize that she has a lot of money?
I know, but still, I get it. Like, she realized she was the star last season, and she wants to get paid for it. Could always have more money.
Yeah, I guess.
I do want to give a shout-out to the Atlanta Housewives. I've been watching that, too, and that is pretty darn good this season.
Is it really?
I'd have to say it's better than Beverly Hills. It's better than Dubai. And I don't know. It's a good season, so...
I've been really bad at keeping up lately.
I know, because you have your slump buster.
The slump buster. Yeah. I have to get the slump buster on board with the housewives.
They don't watch it at all?
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to find out.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it for our housewives section. Again, if you haven't already, if you have 1 minute of your time to go to the Apple Podcast or Spotify Podcast, like the show, the central show page, and give us a rating, a written review and 5-star rating. We would greatly appreciate it. It helps the show grow. Share it on your Instagram.
4-star is not welcome.
Yeah, I mean, because come on, it's a 5-star written review, and we'll love you for it. And if you want to share the show on your Instagram, we would greatly appreciate it. We will repost it.
Absolutely.
And did you know that we actually have a Housewives of Golf Instagram account solely for the listeners of the show?
There's some good content being put out there.
Yeah, so tag that account, tag Sarah and I, we will repost it. We so appreciate you helping us get the word out. We are here to celebrate women's golf every single episode. And then like every fifth or sixth episode, we celebrate, you know, the Housewives show.
We got to.
Yeah. And I'd also actually be interested in knowing if you do listen to the Housewives portion, because honestly, most of the feedback I see and hear is that it's golf only.
Uh-oh.
But that's okay. That's okay. Maybe we just get that conversation started.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. All right, thanks, Sarah, for joining us today.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Do you love golf but are frustrated with your short game? Are you worried about three putting, blading, or duffing chip shots? Or how about this? Being stuck in a bunker and you can't get out. That is the absolute worst, right? Don't worry, I have the perfect tool to help you. Short Game 100 will not only give you more confidence, but also improve your consistency around the greens. This time-saving program will get you practicing your short game with a set plan that takes about 30 to 40 minutes each day. It will help keep you focused and help track your progress. With Short Game 100, you will start practicing with purpose and start seeing results right away. Our best-selling Short Game 100 program is available in digital form, so you can download it and start as soon as today. Or I have a spiral-bound workbook for all of you who like a workbook and journal. Visit shortgame100.com for details and to purchase Short Game 100 now. Don't wait. Get ready for the upcoming golf season in 30 days and have more fun while playing golf.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode. Don't forget to connect with us on Instagram at Real Housewives of Golf. Check out our latest women's tournaments, practice programs, and retreats by visiting our websites in the description.
Help us grow the community of women's golf around the world by sharing this episode with your golfing group and giving us a 5-star review on iTunes. Until your next birdie, Housewives episode, and seltzer, cheers from the Real Housewives of Golf. Thank you.